Hare Krishna.
Hare Sorry that I'm a little bit late. I just came back from Vrindavan. I went early in the morning to give class and then spend some time with Devamrita Swami, who's a good friend. And then went to the place where I used to live. I don't know if any of you there ever visited the place I used to live. And I was shocked. It's a beautiful, modern, three-story apartment building. The top floor my friend has, huge, with a glass window. It's adjacent to a huge field, and on the other side of the field, you see Prabhupada Samadhi. And when I was there, it was called Satrup Marja's house. It was a funky old building. And I had the room on the top. And I remember there, I'd stay there and so I wouldn't see sometimes someone until my class at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was really interesting. So I had a nice talk with Brajanath. He was the personal secretary of Srila Narayan Maharaj. And then I, quickly came back and picked up Kastuba and arranged for him. There's a wonderful Vaishnavi in Vrindavan who cooks for Vaishnavas anytime. Gourmet prasad, amazing. So she made lunch for me and Kastuba and then made sandwiches for Scoot Kastuba. Then he left. And then I came back. So I just got back. But I'm really glad to be with all of you. And let's continue our study on verse 89 of the Brihadbhagavatamrita, Book 1, Chapter 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tadyahitasya Parama Priyavarga Mukhyam. Shri Yadavan Nirupuma Ramadad Bhimagnam. Tesham Mahatvam Atulam Bhagavamstvameva Janasi Tad Vayamaho Kimuvarnayema. Therefore, go to see the divine Yadavas, the Lord's most beloved associates, who live immersed in a vast, unequal ocean of joy. My Lord Narada, you know very well how great they are. What can I tell you about their glories? Purport. Narada, Kunti says, should go to Dwaraka to see the Yadavas following the example of their devotion and achieve the mercy of their association. They are the best of all the Supreme Lord's exalted devotees, including Brahma and the other demigods and the heavenly planets, Garuda, and the other Parishads of Vaikuntha and Prahlad, Hanuman, and other Vaishnavas in the world of mortals. Kunti thinks that because the Yadavas are absorbed in ecstasy, Narada's ecstasy will certainly increase in their company. Remaining with Kunti and the Pandavas, however, would only drag him down into misery. In case Narada suggests he can derive enough satisfaction simply by hearing about the Yadavas from Kunti and her sons, Kunti reminds him that he already knows the residents of Dwarka better than the Pandavas. True. Since Narada has visited Dwarka many times, what could Kunti tell him that he's not already know? He should just go to Dwarka, where he can see Krishna's full mercy. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksurumalatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are so fortunate to hear the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. I was speaking to Devamrita Swami. It's quite exciting. He's a BBT trustee of Australia among his many portfolios. And he's worked on with a team of Sanskritists and English editors, etc., to make a comprehensive translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the commentaries. And of Jiva, even Prabhupada, so everything will be there. All the Pete Rupa who made commentaries on that. He said there's five volumes of eight pages, 800 pages a piece. Really done in a first class way. And then he has a Bengali division and they're working with a translation of Jiva Dharma. He asked me what book I think they should do next in Bengali. And I strongly recommended Bhaktiloka. Bhaktilok by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is a commentary on the first three verses of Uvate Shamrita. And he was suggesting, and he boldly says, and I agree, there's really no standard equal to the BBT translations. It's just another level. And the proof is the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. I do believe Jayadvaita Swami is the supreme personality of editing. So crisp, so clear. And I was there when they worked on it in Govardhan, which is, I forgot the word, when there's a coincidence. When there's a coincidence, because when Gopi Pranadana, who wrote this Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and he's married, and he was looking for a place to stay, and he couldn't find a place to stay, a godbrother of mine who had become a mahant, head of another spiritual organization, had an ashram in Chakleshwar, Mahadev. That's one of the Digpals. Digpals means the Shivalingas in all the directions. Dig, direction, pal. They protect the dham because Lord Shiva is the presiding deity of false ego. So unless you get rid of it, you can't enter the dham, actually speaking, the real dham. So anyway, Sanatana Goswami, that's where he wrote Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and then Gopi Pranadana wound up there writing it. And then He moved close to the Bhaktivedanta Sadhana Ashram there in front of me. And I watched Jayadwaita Maharaj, Kesava Bharati Maharaj, and him going over the book, every word for clarity and thought. So we're very fortunate to have this translation and the translations that will come that really are a legacy of our tradition that's coming through Prabhupada's mercy and his followers. And because this is what we need to really enter deeply into Vraja Bhakti, to really enter deeply, to really enter deeply into an understanding of our spiritual nature, muktir hitva yata rupam sarupena vivastita. We want to be liberated, and liberation is sarupena vivastita, being situated in our swarup, our own form, rather than yatarup, another thing that's external to us, to actually live in our own consciousness or realize our own consciousness. So we're fortunate to have this. I remember I told you in the Govardhana Retreat Center, I went to this one lecture of this great Sanskrit. This great Sanskrit pundit, and Vaishnava, and very advanced devotee. And he gave three things if you want to enter into deeply into understanding our relationship with Krishna. First of all, we have to have an abhiman, a self-conception as Krishna's servant. Not hopefully, but perhaps I am a servant of Srimati Radharani, and carrying that consciousness into our life, and to reside in Vrindavan. And if you can't reside there, then to reside there in our mind, Rupa Goswami said. And to get the association of Rasika Bhakta Janas, the people who are devotees and have a sense of this relationship with Krishna. And he said, well, that may be hard in the West. We can get it through the books of great acharyas. So I think we're fortunate to have this particular edition and study of Bhagavatamrita. The other day, I went across the hill, and Bhurijan Prabhu was holding a retreat called Alone with Krishna. And they have a outside place that the government really gave them to take care of, right next to Govardhan Hill, where they liked, even they have seminar halls and huge halls, they like to do it. So it's very interesting. The seminar was Alone with Krishna. And the idea was that there's two ways to serve: Chaishtarup and Bhavarup. Chaishtarup is with the our chaste, our activities, and Bhavarup is with our mood. And he said that mature Krishna consciousness is when they're together, when you have an activity and a mood. So it was very interesting. And I'm actually, when I get back, I'll have to talk with the people, especially in the New Jersey, New York area. I like to say I can do it in 2 hours or a day, or they can do it several days, but at least 2 hours, alone with Krishna. And it was very good for me too. Because really, when we close our eyes and we chant Hare Krishna, or we read about Krishna, we write about Krishna, we are with Krishna. That's the whole point. And we should have that consciousness. We should have that consciousness that we are with Krishna. And it was kind of very simple. Bharatiya first gave a short Bhagavatam class of Narada's instructions to Vyasa, which were very relevant. Are you in anxiety because you're identifying the mind or the body with this with as the self? Karmakanda, Gyanakanda. Is that your anxiety? Anyway, the point is internal. So he gave the class, and then there was a little free writing about our hopes. And then we got a little packet. And we got a book that we read the day before, about three, four pages, but interesting, but what it's like. So you go, and he has these little tied up papers he calls prompts, which gets you thinking. So you pick up one, and it just says, you know, what do you find? What are you seeing differently here that you haven't seen when you became here at the beginning, or something to get you thinking? And then there's an altar, and you get a little piece of hard wood or cardboard and a little cloth, and picture of Prabhupada that stands up, and a picture of Giriraj that stands up. You can make a picture of your own guru. Mounavrata, silent, and everybody finds a space someplace in the hill, and you get an asana, an incense. And then after you're meditating on that prompt, then you offer the incense and you offer the flower. And then there's a book that has an excerpt from the Bhagavatam and an excerpt from Prabhupada Lilamrita. So the idea is you start reading it for a specific amount of time. And after that specific amount of time, you begin to free write, remembering what you wrote, and then you're on your own. No cell phones, nothing. 2 hours. And of course, it's just the morning, 2 hours in the evening. Just 2 hours sitting. You can chant, you can read, you can write. So Prabhupada talked about the mental culture of Krishna consciousness. So when we eat, we can think of Krishna and the cowherd boys, the mental. And it was nice too, as we were writing, one of the things we were writing, what do you want from Giriraj? What are you asking for Giriraj? What are you talking to Giriraj? And then there was a kirtan. This is at the beginning. And he said, now put that into the kirtan. Put that into the kirtan. So it was very nice. Now here in this particular story, somehow, I'll see if I don't go brain dead again, but hopefully. I'd not in this particular story, Hanuman recommends the Pandavas because they have been more intimate association. But just because of the nature of bhakti, that as you advance more, you feel more humble, you feel more low, you feel more dependent, you feel more insignificant. But in a very nourishing way, it's not a psychological aberration, in relationship to what is great and which you love. It's not a psychological aberration. It's an acknowledgement of the soul, an acknowledgement of the mood of service. Yeah, I think I told the story of the last class that Sabyasachi, he accompanied her to a great, wonderful Vaishnav and went looking for this famous sadhu who just roams around Braj, doesn't like to be with people, chants 3 lakhs a day for 20 years. And somehow he found with the translator and he said to him, I've been practicing so long, I have no, I don't have any taste. And then Vinod Baba, that was the sadhu, he's kind of famous now. He turned to the people and kind of was amused. He said, "I don't know what group this person's from, but he's been taught. He's from a, I don't know what group he's from, but he's from a group that's proper because they taught him, they caught him the right thing. As you advance, you become more humble. Recognizing the immanence of God and responding to that realization by linking up and relinquishing your will to the divine will as the hand relinquishes its will to the body. But if it's a conscious thing, it's an aspect of love. So it's such a so natural. And then from that type of consciousness, where you completely recognize the authority of God, that there is a logos, a rational principle, a divine will, and you follow it. You don't rebel against it. You follow it to the best of your ability. It creates a constant cognizance of a being or authority greater than yours. And that cognizance awakens the heart and love. So actually, one is happy in that kind of feeling. So in that consciousness, they're all deflecting praise. So that's the storyline, but there's also a philosophical line where you're seeing different levels of devotion and different shapes of devotion coming to the highest devotion. So now Kunti, who doesn't accept I receive mercy because her standard of mercy is mercy is the association of Krishna. And she's bereft of it. And therefore, she prays for those calamities to get the mercy because Krishna was there. But now she's deflecting it and say, where the Pandav is and I'm the mother, and but if you really want to feel the ecstasy of people that are go to the Yadavas because Krishna is constantly there with them. I want to so you should go, Narada. You should go to Dwarka, not just where you hear that mercy, but you actually see that mercy. And because you see that mercy, you feel the mercy. And that's Prayojana Tattva. The ultimate goal, I said, is not just to understand God, but in understanding God, feel God in our relationship with God, which is an eternal relationship and it's real. We think the real relationship is Mata, Pita, Krishna, Father, friend, and that's okay. We should develop those and nourish them. We have responsibilities. And it's also psychologically healthy. But to actually awaken your love for Krishna, you should go to Dwarka, Narada. You really want that, associate with those people, open up your heart to those people, serve those people. Dadati chaiva. Exchange with them, loving exchanges, giving, taking, inquiring, learning, explaining, eating, accepting food, just to relate with them, serve with them. Shushushro, Shradhanas, Ya Vasudeva Kata, Rishi Sat Mahatsevana Vipra, Punya Tirtana. In the Bhagavatam, there's a progression of verses in the second chapter Shrinvata Krishna Punya Nastapriyeshu Badreshu Tamo Bhava Evam Prasannam. There's a progression. And then it comes to the conclusion. Tasmat, therefore, chant, hear, and remember Krishna always. And a good speaker can sense how what he says is understood or not understood fully so that he can continue to communicate that truth till the person has that important truth. Yep, I'm brain dead again. I didn't want to do this. I wanted to, come back earlier, take sleep, but it didn't work. So, because I had my great brilliant point coming and then it disappeared into thin air. But I'll continue and try my best. Pariksit Uvacha. Boyada Venja Bhagini Sutapatni Mata Sri Dwarakam Munivaras Tvarayajito Sau Danda Pranama Nikarai Pavishamparantar Durad Dadarsha Subhagan Yaru Pungavahatam. Sri Pariksit said, O mother, O wife of Lord Yadavendra's nephew, the exalted sage Narada swiftly arrived at Sri Dwarka. He entered the inner city, repeatedly offering prostrate obeisances, and saw from a distance the four fortunate Yadu heroes. Purport: Srimati Subhadra is the sister of Sri Krishna, the worshipful lord of the Yadu dynasty, and Uttara, the wife of Subhadra's son, Abhimanyu, gave birth to Maharaj Pariksit. Therefore, if the Yadus are as fortunate as the Pandavas, Pariksit's mother also shares in their blessings by being a member of the family. So, simple point. When there is opportunity for sadhu sangha, go. Like Narada. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, a moment's association with the sadhu can change one's life. Sabayam Sri Sudharmayam Sukhasinanyatakramam Nijasondarya Bhushadyan Parijatashragachitam. He beheld them sitting at ease in the blessed assembly hall, Sudharma. Ranked in order of importance, they sat resplendent with the ornaments of their own bodily beauty and were further adorned with garlands of Parijata. Now, in Vrindavan, there's one Parijata tree. It has little orange stems and white flowers, and you don't pick them. You put a cloth under a tree, and every morning it rains the trees. But that's the earthly version. But the Parijata is this incredible wish-fulfilling tree with the most beautiful flowers. And the consciousness of the residents of Vaikuntha are reflected in their bodies, because their consciousness, I want to please, and their bodies are a manifestations of that. They're manifestations of invoking devotion. And they're manifestations of manifested love and beauty, which is an offering to Krishna. Their whole beings are an offering to Krishna, both the chaste, the activities, the external, and the bhava, the internal. And they're sitting, Kraman, in order, Yatha Kraman, in order, Nidra, of their own importance. There's a social hierarchical system. On the spiritual platform, it's Vidya Vinayi Sampanne, Brahmani Gavihashtani, Shunichai Vasupaki, Panditas Sarva, Panditas Samadarshana. The pandit, he's equal vision, he sees everyone equally. But people have different karma. And for a society to function, there must be a system of order. And order comes hierarchically, it comes from a hierarchy. So just a social division. Because if no one has authority in any area in society, then it's chaos, then everybody acts whimsically. And nothing gets done. I mean, you see how quickly, and Prabhupada would have loved to have his godbrothers join with him, even share the mission. But you can see how efficient it was. So there's a hierarchy, and people respect. People respect. So they're ranked in order of importance. Text 91 through 96 describe the splendor of the Yadus. Narada found the Yadu rulers convened in the hall of Sudharma, which had belonged originally to the heavenly kingdom of Indra. Under the Yadus, however, the glory of Sudharma had increased. Now, even more than while in Swargaloka, it manifests Shri, the opulence and favor of Lakshmi Dev, the supreme goddess of fortune. Free from envy and petty rivalry, the Yadus sat happily in order of seniority by age. Although they were all fabulously rich and powerful, they had no desire for anything materially. They accepted the trappings of royalty only because they were suitable for the service to Krishna and gave him pleasure. So this is a psychology of ruling. People surrender not to peers, relative peers, but they surrender to something great. And therefore, in ruling, where you never want to really demand respect because it creates resentment, and then things change. But you want to command it. And one way to command it is by opulence. And we see this. The real opulence. So they accepted these trappings of opulence, not for themselves, but for the service of Krishna and to give him pleasure. So this is what Narada is seeing in the government there. They're seeing the Kshatriya, they're seeing this order and effulgence and garlands. Divyati divya sangita nityari paramotsavai sevyamanam vichitrokta stuyamanam stavandibi. They were being regaled by festive song and dance in the most celestial style and praised by bards in splendidly tasteful words. Kasturba was telling me too that he said in Vrindavan, he said so much music now, he said, is digitally produced, and even paintings. He said AI is okay, here's Radha, now let me see them dance. And he says it lacks the bhav. It lacks the bhav. You can't duplicate the bhav in a machine. You can give not the form, but not the consciousness that it carries. Kirtan carries is a vehicle for love. So real good music is the real good music is it's the embodiment of devotion or love. Anyway, it's divya ati divya. Divya means divine, ati divya, unlimitedly divine. So the Pandava is there, and they're being regaled with music that is divya ati divya, sangeet, nritya, singing and dancing, and so on. Parama, excellent. Paramotsava, excellent. The music, drama, dance, and drama performed in the Yadu assembly were divya, equal to those heard and seen in Indra's Swarga. And also Ati Divya, equal to those in Lord Narayan's Vaikuntha. All perfections of this world and the kingdom of God attended the Yadus like menial servants. Anyway, it was brain dead. It's interesting because I have some ideas, and they just flow, but when you're tired, you forget them. Okay, let's see what we got here. Thank you for coming. I'll try to do better the next time. Okay, Jamunajaya, you share something today?
Hey, Krishnaraj, thanks for class. I was just loving the what you were sharing with us about the alone with Krishna concept. That just you started off with that, and that kept hooked in my mind. What a great thing to think.
I
To
think I'm
that
gonna
workshop
hope.
sounds awesome.
I think I'm going to do one. Maybe I
Yeah.
just have to figure out where and when, and not a charge feast, no money. Maybe if we make some materials, people give a small donation, and even if it's 2.5 hours, people will really learn. And
Yeah.
that concept alone with Krishna, that's what our internal spiritual life is. It was really beautiful. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Raj.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
Thanks for the class today, Raj.
Mallory. Oh, good to see you.
Good to see you too. It's nice to be with everybody.
Special day tomorrow, but we won't reveal the secret.
Yeah,
But it's nice to see that you're getting a little life. Right? It's all the mercy of Govardhan. It's all the mercy of Giriraj. That's great. I was away all day today, so it's exhausting. But I have a call too. Okay, thank you. Anybody else say hello quickly?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, Tota Gopinath here. Great to hear from you.
Okay, Tota, see you in just a few days.
Yes, Hare
Okay,
Krishna.
anyone else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. This is Krishnamrita. Thank you greatly for the class. I love really that music is an embodiment of love, and these three necessary things that can take us to the spirit world. Thank you so much.
Nice, thank you so much. Okay, I'm looking at the numbers, the names. The next class, maybe, let's see, one more here, but in the morning, they're a little easier for me, especially when I don't get, I because I've been up since here at 6 o'clock. I've been up at one since 1:30 without a nap, and this lady for Kastuba myself. health. First of all, it was fresh. Cane juice. Then she made pizza and lasagna. But I mean, she's so expert, this lady, just a bit. And then ended it off with homemade ice cream. I didn't overeat. But after so many hours, I have to go because I have to get another call and I have to just rest briefly. Thank you all so much for coming. Vanchakopa Thurubhishya.